While she was putting away her coat, and powdering her nose, probably, he remembered that he had promised to call Vivaldo. He wandered through the house, looking for a relatively isolated telephone, and found one in the kitchen. He dialed Vivaldo's number. "Hello, baby, how are you?" "Oh, all right, I guess. What's happening? I thought you were going to call me sooner. I'd just about given you up."
"Well, I only just made it up here."
He dropped his voice, for a couple had entered the kitchen. A blonde girl with a disarrayed Dutch bob and a tall Negro. The girl leaned against the sink. The boy stood before her, rubbing his hand slowly along the outside of her thighs. They barely glanced at Rufus.
"A whole lot of elegant squares around, you dig?"
"Yeah," said Vivaldo. There was a pause. "You think it's worthwhile making it up there?"
"Well, hell, I don't know. If you got something better to do."